Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Still a little hoarse today. Linda's making me drink this disgusting tea with honey in it, but you know, it goes in and out a little bit. To be honest, at first it makes me a little... My throat more raspy. I feel 100% fine. It is a nasal drip issue. It is not any other issue. Let me get that out of the way. And I feel great. It just doesn't sound great at times. It's kind of opening up now a little bit, but it closes and then opens up again. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, thanks for being with us. Toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN. We had Kevin McCarthy on Hannity last night. Now, Swalwell is off the Intel Committee, as he promised, and Schiff, the congenital liar, is off for lying. That was the reason. He shouldn't have been on the Intel Committee to begin with. And Swalwell, of course, has this issue with this friend of his called Fang Fang. Can't make this up in a novel if I'm beginning to write one. Now the House has just booted Congresswoman Omar off the House Foreign Affairs Committee, after a majority of her colleagues voted to remove her by a vote of 218 to 211, that took place in the House. She says, is anyone surprised? I am being targeted, she said, in at times what was an emotional speech on the floor earlier today, which was attended by large numbers of House Democratic Caucus cheering her remarks. Is anyone surprised that I am somehow deemed unworthy to speak about American foreign policy or that they see me as a powerful voice that needs to be silenced? Frankly, it is expected because when you push power, power pushes back. Well, it would be nice if that's what this is about, but it's not. And the precedent that was set, remember, Jim Jordan and Jim Banks were kicked off the January 6th committee. And by the way, we have some pretty big news regarding that, that it seems that nobody wants to talk about, but I consider it very big news. And that is Lester Holt at NBC Nightly News. He introduced a segment Tuesday night. I didn't know about it till today. Because I don't watch Nightly. I don't trust NBC. That's my bottom line. Anyway, the detailed federal law enforcement agencies' failures in the lead up to the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Well, wait a minute. You mean when I was calling for and asking the committee, I know they wanted their pound of flesh against Trump and blame Trump, but they never wanted to talk to the Capitol police chief who requested the guard six separate times. They never talked to the sergeant at arms or Nancy Pelosi. They didn't ask for their texts. They didn't ask for their emails. They didn't ask for their phone records. They didn't ask Muriel Bowser why she declined the National Guard, you know, at a whole cloth. Why did she do that? But anyway, in this segment, NBC News echoed criticisms and concerns that we conservatives have expressed since the attack occurred. Now to our NBC exclusive, the January 6th committee's final report was more than 800 pages. You can buy an autographed copy, or you could, from Adam Kinziger, because he was sending, you know, before he got hired by fake news CNN. Anyway, material did not make the cut, including much of their findings on the failures of law enforcement and what intelligence they had in the lead up to January 6th. Oh, stuff that we were talking about. Like, remember, if you might recall, the Capitol Police Chief first said there was no intelligence that indicated there was going to be any kind of trouble. And he said, we don't need the National Guard at that point. Just a day later, he changed his mind based on an intelligence briefing. Oh, amazing stuff. Anyway, so the images, for example, and Lester Holt said, the images of the attack on the Capitol stunned America, the world. Tonight, in an exclusive interview, the chief investigator for the January 6th committee says that the government could have prevented it. Oh, why didn't they do that? Why? Why? It's irresponsible. It's irresponsible. Anyway, NBC News correspondent reporting that the former lead investigator for the committee told NBC if intelligence agencies acted on the information that they had, they could have prevented the Capitol riot from occurring. Law enforcement had a very direct role in contributing to the real failures and the failures that led to the violence. Well, that's a whole different, you know, set of facts that nobody in the mob, now that it's all over, the show trial is all over, that they wanted to mention. By the way, FBI is to search Mike Pence's home. This is an agreement they made in Indiana for more classified materials. My understanding is Mike Pence initiated this investigation on his own after the many reports came out. I would not expect that they find anything else there, but that's happening. Nobody's going to get in trouble for that, I don't believe. If you're asking me where the vulnerabilities are for the Biden family, it would be about money. It would be about deals they made with foreign countries. And we have a lot of questions that need to be answered. I'll give you a few of them. You know, when Zero Experience Hunter, he went on Good Morning America, you might recall, and he confirmed he had no experience in the oil and gas industry, the energy industry. He had no experience in Ukraine. No experience, none whatsoever. Then he was asked whether he would have been selected to serve on the Burisma board and be paid all this money if he had had a different last name. He says, probably not. I don't know. Probably not. I don't think there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life if my last name wasn't Biden. Does that explain why Burisma would pay Hunter millions with no relevant life experience? Wouldn't you like that deal? And doesn't it shed light on Joe Biden? I think it was before the Council on Foreign Relations, but I've shown the video enough of Joe Biden bragging. You're not getting $1 billion. You're not going to get it. This was, I believe, loan guarantees, taxpayer dollars. And unless you fire that prosecutor, why would a vice president want to fire a prosecutor in Ukraine? Doesn't make sense, does it? Until you find out this guy Shokin investigating Burisma and his son Hunter. But we're to believe, and remember, they were paying him millions of dollars, and he admits he has no experience. So that has to be answered, that question. Because, you know, remember the big deal? We have President Trump impeached over a quid and a pro and a quo that they said existed when he was asking the new President Zelensky if he was going to be like his predecessors or be a better steward of the monies that the United States of America and its taxpayers are giving to the country. Which was a fair question. I want our president, our Congress to be good stewards with our money. Anyway, so during this March 16 visit to Ukraine, you know, Biden says he ordered the Ukrainian president. This is according to congress.gov. You can find it yourself. 116 Meeting House 110331 documents. Anyway, that during this visit to Ukraine in 2016, that President Biden It wasn't president then, but Vice President Biden at the time, ordered Ukrainian President Poroshenko to fire Viktor Shokin at the same time that Hunter was being paid and on the board of this Ukrainian energy company, Burisma. Now, if the president refused, Biden said that he'd put the $1 billion in foreign aid, you know, he would pull the $1 billion in foreign aid from Ukraine, or maybe loan guarantees. The prosecutor was fired. Son of a bee, they did it. You got about 6 hours. 6 hours, Joe said. Should a vice president ever leverage taxpayer dollars to demand a foreign prosecutor or official be fired? Or is that a quid pro quo? Now, these are questions that I think Hunter and his legal team need to start answering. We have been reaching out. I talked to my staff on TV today. I said, how often, because I knew we, as general practice, when we cover stories, we reach out to the other side all the time. Standard operating procedure. How often do we reach out to Hunter's people to give a response on these questions? They said every time. Every time a new big story came up. According to the New York Post, in a January 2019 text to his daughter, Naomi, Hunter wrote that, unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half of your salary. Is he accusing his father of taking half of his salary? Does that mean that he was paying his father when he said that? That was on the laptop from hell. I think we need an answer on that question. Now, there is some question. You know, there was a letter from, I guess, one of Hunter's new lawyers saying, we write on behalf of our client, Robert Hunter Biden, to request an investigation into the following individuals for whom there is considerable reason to believe violated various federal laws in accessing, copying, manipulating, and or disseminating Mr. Biden's personal computer data, says the letter. Now, in that letter, when he says his personal computer data, are the lawyers acknowledging that the laptop from hell is real? Because I was watching Fox earlier today, and it says the lawyers are not acknowledging that that's Hunter's laptop. So if that's their position, I think we need clarification, because is this tweet, in other words, is the New York Post, and quoting this laptop in January of 2019, unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary. Was he giving money to Joe? Now, we know Joe Biden made the claim repeatedly during the campaign that he never, ever had a conversation with his son Hunter about his foreign business dealings. Now we have photographs with Hunter, Joe, and some of his foreign business partners. We have minutes of meetings. This has been confirmed by numerous sources, New York Post included. For example, the Daily Mail reported that documents from the laptop appear to indicate Hunter paid his father's phone bill and spent thousands of dollars on home improvement supplies and projects for his father's home in Delaware. I think we can ask the question. I don't know the answer. Number one, is that true? Number two is, how much, if it is true, how much did Hunter spend on his father's expenses? Did the Daily Mail get that story right? According to the New York Post, this was on 6-8-22. Friends of Hunter say that he discusses the finer points of Ukraine policy and other matters of state around the dinner table with his father, aside from serving on the board of Burisma, an oil and gas company. What is his life experience that warrants millions of dollars? And the same questions can be made about, for example, you can go to the finance.senate.gov website. You know, how was Hunter Biden able to form a joint venture with a state-owned Bank of China 10 days after accompanying then Vice President Joe Biden on an official visit to China? Check out that information on finance.senate.gov/IMO/media/document. We'll put links up at different times. How did he spend $100,000? These are questions I want to ask and I want answered. Is it true that Hunter Biden, according to finance.senate.gov, was placed, $100,000 was placed in an account between him and CEFC executive Gongwen Dong is his name. Is that accurate, that the money was used for a $100,000 global spending spree with Jim and Sarah Biden? Is that true? Is the finance.senate.gov site accurate? What was expected in return for the Chinese funding, if it is true? Stay on the same website. For what purpose did the former First Lady of Moscow send Hunter the $3.5 million wire transfer? Is it also true? A New York Post, this is 10-17-2022, that the former First Lady of Moscow invested $100 to $200 million in a real estate venture involving Hunter. And what experience does Hunter have in real estate? Can anyone confirm any of this? You know, we're going to start sending over questions to get answers and see what they say based on all of these reports and all of these sources that we have impeccably put together. 800-941-SHAWN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to masterspas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, one of the things we talk about often is whether or not we have a dual justice system. You know, one justice system for the Clintons and the Bidens and one for, say, the Trump case. With all three cases, you have top secret classified document issues, right? We know that. And, you know, one of the questions I have is, so, you know, 2 months after, go to the timeline. We know that the Bidens found top secret information at the Biden-Penn Center or the Penn-Biden Center on November 2nd. The midterm election was on November 8th. Don't you think the right thing to do would have been to inform the American people, especially considering the August raid of Mar-a-Lago, that this had been discovered? And then when they finally went and the FBI, why did they go to the Penn-Biden Center and why did they investigate and not let us know? We didn't know about the November 2nd discovery for 68 days. Now, somebody has to answer, why is that? You know, 2 weeks after more classified information, 2 months after we had more classified information in Biden's garage and his office at home, ultimately in the home and the Penn Biden Center and the garage, ultimately really five different locations when the FBI 2 weeks more classified information. Then they let Joe go to the beach house 10 days before they search it. Why did they allow that to happen? So what's interesting about this is this Bidengate scandal, if you will, and the National Archives. Now, did they treat Trump the same way they treated Biden? Apparently, there was zero contact with Biden, and we're getting information. Our early information, we haven't confirmed this fully yet, is that they did contact the Trump team a number of times. But anyway, put that aside for a minute. We don't know the full details. So anyway, now we have Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer told me on TV this week that the Biden administration tried to block the National Archives from issuing a press release after Joe Biden's first batch of classified documents were discovered at the Penn Biden Center. I argue that because the election was forthcoming and because of the big raid approved by Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray themselves, because they bragged about it, that it would have been the right thing to do would have been to tell the American people that they found it at the Penn Biden Center. They didn't tell us for 68 days. In the interim, they even the FBI went there. But there were no flashing lights, no guns drawn, wasn't a big deal like they made at Mar-a-Lago. Anyway, so Comer's statement on my show is based on testimony, apparently, that he got yesterday. I'm sorry, the day before yesterday, I believe, from the general counsel to the National Archives and a guy by the name of Gary Stern, who I've never heard of before. Stern refused to identify the Biden official that ordered the archives to participate in not giving out this information to the public about this for 68 days, especially before Election Day. In my view, that would have been the right thing to do. Mediaite reported that Ian Sam, spokesperson for the White House counsel's office, addressed Comer's revelation earlier today about a White House engineered cover-up at the National Archives. By the way, why wouldn't they let the National Archives just give free answers to the House Government Oversight Committee? Because part of the job of Congress as a check and balance branch of government, we have co-equal branches of government, would be to look into issues like this. Anyway, so Ian Sams, for the spokesperson for the White House counsel's office, addressed Comer's revelation at the White House. And did anyone at the White House at any point tell the National Archives in any form that they could not release a press release about the discovery of classified documents? The off-camera reporter asks, what's the reference to? This guy, Sams, asked for clarity from the White House counsel's office. Anyway, quote, there is reporting that came from the Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer. They can't mention on the Hannity program. Why give me attribution? Anyway, who says that in conversations with the National Archives, they communicated what they were told. The archives was told that it could not release a press release about the discovery of classified documents. And did anyone at the White House tell them not to do that? The reporter asks. Anyway, here's what Ian Sam said.
Reporting that came from the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, who says that in his conversations with the National Archives, they communicated that they were told, the archives was told, it could not release a press release at whatever point it was about the discovery of classified documents. Did anyone at the White House tell them not to do that?
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. If that's actually what he said, it's probably better to ask the archive.
If that's what he said, it's probably best to ask the archivist? That doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, so Ian Sams says that. If it's actually what he said, it's probably better to ask them. Another reporter says, can you just say because it was a yes or no? And Sams then says, I gave the answer to that question, he shot back, but he didn't answer the question. Then we've got the same guy, Ian Sams, doesn't answer the question if the FBI had searched in other Biden locations for classified documents. Now, I have no idea at all, nor does anybody in the public, of whether or not any of Hunter Biden's residence is were searched. We do know that he, at times, was in the house where the documents were found in the garage and I guess the office of Joe Biden. Not sure where the FBI found more documents when they finally went in there. But that means he would have had access to them when he was in the house, when he was there visiting. Hi, Dad. How are you? And maybe taking that old Stingray Corvette out for a drive. By the way, not to be compared in any way to the Corvette Z06. With the Z07
Sean,
package.
I got to tell you something.
What?
You know Rose's friend, Jim Quinn from Quinn and Rose?
Yeah, I love Quinn.
So he knows everything about Corvettes. He heard you talking, and he may have a hookup.
Okay, the lines are long for this.
Clearly, he's got a hookup. So.
All right, so let me just give you a little backstory.
Oh, boy.
So I want the Z07 package on the Z06 Corvette.
Why?
Because it's all carbide. And I mean, this is...
Because you're difficult?
No.
You got to have it your way? You think it's McDonald's?
No, but they announced to dealers, I was told, dealers were told that they would probably have it within a few months back in July. Now, in other words, the Z07 package on the Corvette Z06, the new Corvette Z06.
When did they come out? I know nothing about the car. Sorry.
Okay. It's a new model. Everybody wants this.
Okay.
So I did have somebody that offered me a hookup, and I said no, because that means my place in line, I would be jumping over other people and their place in line. As a matter of fact, I had this conversation yesterday. I can't in good conscience do that.
I don't think he means you'd be jumping the line. I think he just knows where the line is shortest.
Well, if he knows where the line's shortest, I'll put down a deposit, because I have deposits all over the place.
Well, that sounds
weird. With a stupid car. Now, Sensei and my other friend, you know the other one, and so they're both motorheads, total motorhead. They are freaking out over trying to get this car. But you can't get the Z07 package for the Z06 yet. And when that's available, maybe 8 months, who knows, 6, 7, 8 months. And like them, I'm willing to wait for the Z07 package. Now, you can ask this of Jim Quinn if you have any potential of ever remembering any of this, because you have no idea what I'm talking about. And I got the black on black. I want the black on black package with the red seat belts and the red brake pad thingy, whatever you call it.
Red brake pack thingy. Got
yeah,
that?
Whatever. That's
all right,
the one.
Black on black with the red on the Z07 on the Z06.
No, a Z06 with a Z07 package.
That's what I said. The Z07 on the Z06.
Okay. Yes. The Z07 package on the Z06.
With the black on black and the red on the brakey thingy. Got it.
And the seatbelt is red too.
Seatbelt red.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, and a convertible.
Got it.
I don't know why I love this car. I've never
now,
been.
When you get a blue Datsun.
Yeah.
Don't be mad at me, okay? Because I'm doing my best here. I'm doing my best work.
Well, tell Jim I love him. We miss him. And Rose as well. We love a big friend of the program. Anyway, so one other thing. So both the National Archives, this is according to CNS News. They are saying the National Archives released 7 statements about Trump's documents, but 0 on Biden's. Then the question is why? And then you put that together with this guy in the White House counsel's office, Ian Sams, who refused to answer basic, simple, fundamental questions. We played some of them yesterday. We just played a couple now. Now, why would the archives, in other words, I want to know why they're not asking Biden's team any of these questions. I want to know who made the decision not to inform the American people and whether or not the Biden administration was involved. I don't know the answer to the question, but it's certainly relevant in light of, you know, the raid at Mar-a-Lago. And those that make the statement, well, Donald Trump wasn't cooperating. Well, they seem to have forgotten that the FBI was already at Mar-a-Lago in the storage room where they ultimately, during the raid, found the classified documents. And they asked for, and I just found this out yesterday, they already had a lock on that door. They asked for an additional lock to be put on the door after they left. Now, if they saw things there that they thought legally shouldn't belong there, why didn't the FBI take it while they were there and say, you can't have this, it's illegal? And walk out with them. They would have had the authority to do that or go get a warrant that day and then come back and get it. I don't know. Biden's notes. This is what we know about the Rehoboth Beach House. Now, one question regarding this that I want to answer, too, is was Joe Biden allowed to go to the Rehoboth Beach House 10 days before the FBI goes to investigate it there? I mean, I don't know. That raises. I was born in New York. I'm suspicious by nature. I don't trust everybody. Anyway, Biden's notes were seized by the FBI at his Rehoboth Beach house. Now, we don't know for sure. They're claiming there was no classified information, and I'll take them at their word on that. However, the media mob couldn't wait to report that they found no classified documents. Most of the reports failed to mention that the FBI did seize other materials that were suspect. I don't know in what way. For example, the Blaze wrote it up this way, that the president's personal attorney, Bob Bauer, explained the DOJ's planned search of the president's Rehoboth residences conducted in coordination, cooperation with the president's attorneys has concluded. No documents with classified markings were found. He added, consistent with the process in Wilmington, the DOJ took for further review some materials and handwritten notes that appear to relate to his time as vice president. That sounds very lawyerly to me. That sounds like a carefully worded statement to me, emphasizing agents found nothing with classified markings does not exclude the possibility. Does it? You tell me. Those of you listening, answer in your own minds. what agents seized, well, why did they take anything if it was not classified? I want an answer to that question. Anyway, not every document, parcel, classified information, handwritten notes carry the proper markings indicating that it contains classified information. So, you know, I'd like to see one thing Jonathan Turley, who's been very good on this issue, points out, that the FBI has pretty much sabotaged any possible prosecution over Joe Biden's issues with the handling of classified documents by delaying and delaying their own searches until Biden's lawyers had time with this prior to the quote. Turley says the FBI issued an all clear on the latest search of Biden's other residence. This is the Rehoboth Beach House. Announcement came with the first day of the special counsel, Robert Hur, on the job at the Justice Department. Hur may find that Biden's legal team feels that all clear extends beyond the latest search. It could be challenging to make a criminal case after how the investigation has been handled. At every stage, the FBI has adopted an approach that would compromise or complicate any criminal charge. He said the private searches by Biden's lawyers went through these documents and moved and potentially organized material. Despite being given the opportunity to conduct and record the initial searches, the FBI will now have to rely on the accounts of private counsel on how these documents were originally left, including any visible classification markings, meaning that the original conditions are lost in determining, for example, if anyone in the vicinity could have seen a telltale border classified jacket or whether a classified document was partially or fully outside of a jacket. Quote, the FBI's decision to allow uncleared private counsel to tread all over these scenes created a nightmare of chain of custody. That's Jonathan Turley. He's a Democrat. I think he even said that he voted for Biden. So, did he vote for Biden?
I don't know if he did or he didn't.
I don't remember. But it raises questions. The biggest one, do we have equal justice under the law? Do we have a dual justice system? Anyway, 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. I'm stretching long and hard to find my spot here. All right, as we roll along, we're going to check in with Ari Fleischer. Media coverage, double standards in the law, application of our law, coverage of varying issues in the media mob. There's also a case we're following today, and you're going to meet a young man, Patrick Murphy, along with Jordan Sekulow, who will join us, the executive director of the ACLJ, American Center for Law and Justice, about how this group of pro-life students, they all had on these very bright blue ski hats with the Lady of Rosary and said they're pro-life. They were kicked out of the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum because they wore these hats inscribed with a pro-life message. By the way, taxpayers pay about $1 billion a year for that museum. All coming up.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day. And many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Hey, people ask me all the time, hey, what kind of gun should I get? I always tell them Henry Repeating Arms for a lot of reasons. They're made in America, family-owned business. They give you a lifetime warranty, over 200 models of rifles and shotguns that you get to choose from.
all with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Great performance, accurate right out of the box, and mine reliable ever since. Now you start by ordering the free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail that with two decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com.